Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1744. If you are young and have a high income, treat it as a windfall. By Kevin of financialpanther.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. If you're young and have a high income, treat it as a windfall. By Kevin of financialpanther.com. By almost any measure, I had hit the jackpot. I graduated from law school in 2013 with honors and landed a job at one of the largest law firms in the Midwest. In an era where law students were, and still are, frequently finding themselves unemployed or underemployed, I was one of the lucky ones. My starting salary in my first ever real job was $110,000 per year. Here I was, a 26-year-old kid making a salary that my middle-class parents had never earned in their entire lives. The most I had ever earned in a year before was about $20,000. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average salary for 25 to 34-year-olds in the United States is $38,324 a year. I was making nearly three times that amount. By my third year at the firm, my salary rose to $125,000 per year. I was a baller. But like almost all new lawyers, or almost anyone entering a high-paying professional field, I also had sizable student loan debt, about $87,000 worth. So what's a newly minted 26-year-old lawyer to do with this type of income? I worked hard to get through law school, after all. Don't I deserve to live it up? And that's how many young lawyers do it, or doctors, or dentists, or anyone entering a high-paying field at a young age. The new lawyers around me mostly followed the same sequence of events. Some bought new houses within a year or two of starting work. Those that didn't buy a house lived in the hippest neighborhoods and in the hottest luxury apartments in town, replete with jacuzzis, balconies, and rooftop patios. One young lawyer I knew spent half of his take-home pay on a penthouse apartment. Everyone had student loan debt, as far as I was aware, but that was normal for a new young lawyer. When you have this huge income coming in, you'll be fine. Heck, my standard repayment for a 10-year student loan was in the neighborhood of $1,000 per month, about 11% of my starting salary. That's not really all that much when you think about it. Certainly manageable to be able to live well and pay your student loan bill without worry. That's not the way I approached my new job. I didn't want to be the normal young lawyer and take 10 years to pay back my student loans. There was an opportunity to do something great with this newfound income. Most importantly, I knew I didn't want to be stuck in the shackles of the golden handcuffs, forced to stay in a job because of the money. A time will probably come when your job is the worst thing in the world, and I didn't want to be forced to have to stay in a job I hated because I needed the paycheck to keep up my lifestyle. So the way I approached my salary was to treat it as a windfall. I didn't act like I made six figures. Instead, I acted like I made normal money for someone my age. I lived in normal apartment buildings and paid average rent for my area. But that didn't mean I was living like a pauper. I still went out to eat, lived in good neighborhoods, and hung out with friends. I just didn't spend like I was making six figures. Instead, I spent like I was making a normal income for a 26 or 27-year-old professional. If my closest friends were making less than half of what I was making, then why not just live like I was making that too? I treated the rest of my income as a bonus and used it to pay my loans and get myself more financially settled. Now, 2.5 years later, I'm free from the student loan shackles. And because I was free from student loan debt, I was able to take a new, more satisfying job, making $50,000 less per year without even blinking an eye. If you're young and have a high income, treat it like a windfall. I'm not saying to act as if you don't deserve the income. If you're young and worked hard to get where you are, you absolutely deserve to be paid appropriately. But don't get caught up thinking you're suddenly a big shot because you're in your 20s and making a ton of money. You'll have plenty of time in the future to be a big shot if you want. You don't need to be a big shot yet. Most of your peers aren't big shots. It won't look weird if you live modestly right now. There's a video of Dave Ramsey answering a question from a new lawyer-doctor couple, and it's a great example of the way most young, high-income earners act once they get into their first jobs. Basically, a young lawyer and doctor couple tells Dave that they have $420,000 in student loan debt and are starting their careers and expect to make $550,000 a year. They want to buy their dream home. Even after being told not to buy the home and instead to live cheap and pay off the loans, you still get the feeling that this couple is going to buy the house because that's what you're supposed to do when you make that much money. Imagine what they could do if they lived like they made $80,000 per year and treated the rest as icing on the cake. Don't squander your high income. When I left my job to move into government work, I asked some of my peers how they stood on their student loans. No one that I had spoken to had made a dent in their loans. Instead, they appeared to have spent it on their apartments and fancy restaurants, basically living the life that's expected of a six-figure earner. After 2.5 years, they basically had nothing to show for all their hard work. You never know what the future may hold, and you want to give yourself the flexibility to do what you want to do and not be dictated by what your monthly payments are. You'll have your entire life to make money. Treat those early high-income years as a bonus and get yourself on the right footing. Your future self will thank you. You just listened to the post titled, "If You're Young and Have a High Income, Treat It as a Windfall," by Kevin of financialpanther.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. While I'm not a lawyer, I like to say I play one on TV because I spent most of my corporate career negotiating contracts. And while I didn't get the six-figure income right out of school, I did hit that income level before 30 years old, and thankfully around the same time that I discovered the FIRE movement, which stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. This allowed me to get out of debt quickly and start saving and investing 60% of my income. Many people assume that I must have been depriving myself, but when your material needs and desires are minimal, saving a large percentage of your income is very exciting. The way I looked at it was that I was front-loading the saving and investing I needed to do anyway for eventual retirement. Once I reach Coast-Fi, which means I have enough money in my retirement vehicles to grow to what I need for traditional retirement in 30 years, and I had a solid emergency/opportunity fund, which for me was 2 years of living expenses liquid, it gave me the option to walk away from the high income and see no change in my quality of life. Most people think saving and investing will benefit them later in life, which is true, and that long-term mindset is good, but it can also lead us to procrastinate. Saving aggressively when I had a high income didn't just help me secure my retirement. It helped me right now because I had the financial bandwidth to walk away from W-2 work and pursue self-employment. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.